a kind of globalization was instituted in the 1970s, but following a very different course and responding to very different interests. That's what's called globalization in the West. It's a form of international integration, which has a most incidental concern for 80% of the population of the world and has great concern for private corporate power and elite elements that are connected to it. That's what we call globalization. One part of globalization was a program to stabilize commodity prices. Now, for third world countries, for the countries of the South, which are mostly primary producers, that's extremely important. If commodity prices oscillate wildly, take coffee, which is the second major commodity in world trade after oil. If the price, and for Colombia, a huge product. If coffee prices go up and down very sharply, it doesn't affect agribusiness very much. So if you're a big agribusiness company, you can take a loss 1 year in your coffee production and make it up somewhere else. But suppose you're a small producer, suppose you're a peasant producer. You can't tell your children, don't bother eating next year, maybe there'll be some food the year after. That doesn't work. So if commodity prices oscillate wildly, it drives poor producers out of coffee production or other primary production. Notice that the stabilization programs are not at all unusual. Every rich country has them. The United States, for example, has massive programs of subsidy to mostly agribusiness to keep prices more or less stable within some range. It just reached a record last year of $25 billion, going up even higher this year. Same with the European Union, same with Canada. Every rich, powerful country has programs like this. But there's a kind of a law of economic history, which not many people are taught in economics courses, which is that economic development and growth depends very heavily on the massive state sector, which violates market principles, but in a very carefully calculated direction. It provides support for the rich and powerful, but those devices are not available to the great mass of the population, to the poor. They're not allowed to have them. And this was a case in point. So commodity stabilization programs paid for by taxpayers are fine for, say, agribusiness in the West, but they're not permitted for poor producers in the South. So the UNCTAD program to stabilize commodity prices was destroyed with the immediate and understood consequence that it would drive poor people to produce something for which there is a stable market. And there is one. It's called coca, poppy, marijuana. So they're driven to that by these policies.